Let's talk hot coffee, the kind that wakes you up and keeps the world turning. You ever wonder why there's such a fuss about the different varieties of coffee out there? Well, it's all in the beans. A recent genetic study has cracked open the story behind these beans. Let us tell you, it's as rich and complex as the coffee itself. Coffee, that nectar of the gods, found its way from the Ethiopian highlands, where they called it Quave, to the rest of the world. It's a tale of travels and transformation, with Arab traders bringing those precious seeds to India, where a Sufi named Baba Budin planted them around Chikmagalur, Karnataka. Then there were the British. They had a thing for growing stuff. So they brought in two kinds of coffee. First, you've got Arabica. It likes the high places, the cool, crisp air. Then there's Robusta. It's the tough one. Loves the lowlands. Arabica. That name comes from the Arab traders. And Robusta? It's from West Africa, named for being tough as nails, fighting off diseases like a champ. Now, down in Kumbakonam, Tamil Nadu, they brew something they proudly call Kumbakonam degree coffee. It's a pure Arabica game there, no chicory to be found, setting it apart from what you might grab off the shelf in your local store. And let's talk about chicory for a second. Another player in the coffee game, grown in the far eastern states of India, loved by some for its lower caffeine content, though the jury's still out on its nutritional edge over Arabica. And then there's the special brew from the Araku Valley in Andhra Pradesh, claiming top honors not just in India but across the globe. Pure Arabica, they say, and they're not the only ones with skin in the game. From the Cheveroy Hills of Tamil Nadu to the Manjarabad Fort in Karnataka, the quest for the perfect Arabica brew is on. The big city youngsters, meanwhile, are hitting up Starbucks for that pure Arabica experience, though whether Cafe Coffee Day is keeping it pure or mixing it up is anyone's guess. So why all the buzz about these varieties? Thanks to Dr. Michelle Morgante's genetic dive into coffee beans, published in Nature Communications in January 2024, we're learning that not all Arabicas are created equal. Some are just destined to brew a better cup of hot coffee. And in the end, isn't that what we're all searching for? A better brew to start our day, to spark that conversation, to fuel that next big adventure. Hot coffee is more than just a drink. It's a journey, a constant reminder of the diverse world beneath our feet, and the shared pleasures that bind us.